Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to this complete program. Plus, recent episodes covering amazing topics like the discovery of an ancient lost city in Honduras, secret societies that may control the world, and an update on the legendary Star Child skull. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Joe Nickell has been called the modern Sherlock Holmes, the real-life Scully from X-Files. He's spent 4 decades as an investigator of historical, paranormal, forensic mysteries, myths, hoax. In contrast to mystery mongers on the one hand and so-called debunkers on the other, Joe believes that the mystery should actually be investigated with a view towards solving them, and he's very careful when he does that. He has been a guest on our Beyond Belief television show, and of course he's been on Coast to Coast with us a lot. A couple of his books out there, Adventures in Paranormal Investigation and The Science of Ghosts, Searching for the Spirits of the Dead. Joe, welcome back. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Same here, George. Enjoyed meeting you in Colorado and in the pages of the New York Times.
That's right.
We get around.
We sure do. And what's new? What have you been up to?
Well, just lots of things. I've been spending something I mentioned to you in Colorado, and maybe the reason for being on tonight. I've been working for about much of the last decade on the question of Bigfoot, trying to. I've spent a lot of time going to, you know, see the skunk apes lair in Florida and the Ruby Creek incident lair in British Columbia and other places, trying to figure out what it is that people have seen when they've described an upright, standing, hairy, man-like beast, which science says isn't there. And this is the, you know, we've talked about this before, this is sort of the story of my life, is on the one hand, I work for a science organization, and science is very skeptical and very critical of many of these paranormal topics.
Right.
At the same time, I go into people's homes where they've seen a lake monster or some...
They've seen something. Enemies. Yeah.
They have, and I'm convinced. I've talked to many of these people, and that's why you mentioned debunkers. I'm really down on my own colleagues who take that stance, who often have not been out anywhere, and who hear about somebody who's seen, say, Bigfoot, and they're tapping their head, or they're making a gesture of drinking, and sort of implying that people are drunk or crazy or stupid or something, because they've seen something that isn't there. And I'm just not inclined at all to take that stance. I of course, have seen people lying and hoaxing and so forth. I've caught several ghosts red-handed. But I've also been in the homes and out with people who have, in my estimation, clearly seen something that looked like what we call Bigfoot.
Right, that they can't explain. They can't explain it all, can they, Joe?
Right, but what's interesting is to try to take people at their word and then allow for the fact that that's an eyewitness account, and no matter how honest and sincere and let me say, sober and intelligent these people are, by and large, what could they have seen that looks pretty much like they're describing? And I have to say that out of much of this work over much of the past decade, I have coined the term the Bigfoot Bear.
The Bigfoot Bear. And we're going to have you explain that, but... You do not, this, and this is what I admire about you. You don't go into a project to debunk it. You want to know what it is.
Exactly, because I think the person who goes into something to debunk it and who calls himself a debunker, meaning I'm a debunker before I get there, is just the flip side of the true believer. They both have their minds made up in advance of the evidence. And what I'm trying to do is say, okay, I'm a skeptic. That is, I doubt that Bigfoot exists. I doubt that ghosts exist. But I put that aside because I really, when I get to the door of the haunted house, I really want to know what actually is going on. And that is not helped by having an attitude that knows what it is before you've heard the evidence.
Right, exactly. And being a skeptic, I think, is healthy.
Exactly. If you're not a skeptic, if you don't have critical thinking skills so that you can prioritize between something that this sounds credible but could be something mistaken, this sounds really far-fetched, this has all the symptoms of a hoax, if you can't do some of that, you're really not equipped to be assessing this myriad mishmash of stuff that comes out in the paranormal realm, which is just all over the place. It has everything from, you know, bizarre made-up stories and hallucinogenic experiences to people who've really seen pretty much what they describe.
Sure. Have you been in a situation, Joe, where when you leave, you really don't have an answer? You don't know what it is?
I guess the short answer to that is not really. But I do have to say, I'm not sort of an all-purpose guy who can just show up and in 5 minutes I know everything that's to be known. And there are paranormal cases that I've looked over and thought, yeah, I don't know what that's really about. Because if you weren't there, if you don't have an opportunity to be there and see a phenomenon, and you're not you don't have access to the actual hard evidence, really you're at a disadvantage. You know, I've worked with police departments and investigated homicides, which I always say if I come back in another life, I think I'll be a homicide detective.
Oh, so you do believe in the other lives, huh?
I don't, but we can all hope. But I found that if the police department takes you in and wants the help of someone like me who can think outside the box and who's creative and who will come up with strategies and so forth, if you have access to the evidence room, you have the pistol in your hand. If you can take evidence to a blood pattern analyst, if you can do those things, your chances of solving a case are much, much, much higher than if you're, say, a private investigator. And I have been, I was a private detective.
You've been both.
A couple of years. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're a private detective and you're trying to investigate a case on behalf of a family and the police are not cooperating with you, and they're not telling you what they've got and showing you what they've got, you're at a serious disadvantage. And some of that applies to the paranormal. If you have, I would just say this. I know it's a long and rambling answer.
No. Question, go ahead. You're on for 2 hours tonight.
Okay, I'll ramble some more. If you're trying to solve a case, you're at a disadvantage if you don't have access to the evidence, and you really need to be willing and prepared to say that case is not very investigatable, as opposed to, yeah, I think it was a hoax because I don't have a clue. I've seen skeptics do that. You're familiar with the Flatwoods Monster?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a very famous case. And I was able to go to Flatwoods and meet elderly folk who could remember this case. And I later had an encounter with a writer who was putting together a book, and he had gotten someone who said that...
Would that be Frank Festino?
No, it wasn't Frank. This was a guy compiling an encyclopedia of UFO stuff. And he was getting guest authors to do pieces, and I was doing pieces. And I said, what about Flatwoods? And he said, well, he's got someone doing that. So the guy says it's a hoax. And I said, listen to me. If you believe anything I ever tell you, you believe that was not a hoax. I've been to Flatwoods. I've talked to people. I talked to the guy who drove the pickup truck after the boys had seen the monster, and he assured me those boys were scared to death.
Yeah.
They were not hoaxing. They hadn't made up a story. They were scared to death. In fact, the lemon boy was actually throwing up.
He was that scared.
That's a sure sign of hysteria.
Yeah, it sure is.
Absolutely. And we know that I always look for corroborative evidence, evidence that will pieces that reinforce each other and help you build something that's stronger than any one piece. And I knew that what those boys and Mrs. May had seen early evening in Flatwoods had that they had seen a meteor. It was seen over three states, and I know Fischino and others want to argue about that and be in deep denial and so forth, but it's just a fact that was in the sky, and they saw a meteor. Now, they thought it landed right over on that hill, and it's a common illusion. That's the way meteors appear. They look like they're very close, and they're awesome, and they just landed right over there.
Well, they're way out, and they generally burn up.
That's right. And so I knew that they had seen something, and that's therefore not likely that when they go up in the area and they see this tall creature with shining eyes, and Mrs. May would forever recall its having terrible claws and coming at them with a high-pitched hissing sound and so forth, had a kind of a heart-shaped face. I was pretty sure that I knew what they had seen, that they had seen a barn owl, which looked tall because it was perched on a limb, and all the other elements of the description are just absolutely accurate for a barn owl. And that case helped me really understand how, you know, their description isn't so far off from what they were actually seeing. And the skeptic who was trying to debunk the case, saying it was a hoax, you see, he said, oh, there's no 8-foot monster, and there's no monster that does this, and no monster came to Earth in a flying saucer. This is all a bunch of baloney, and those boys made that story up. This is a hoax.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.